I don't know about y'all, but the last couple of 3 weeks for me has been a little bit life-changing. When we first started looking at the light, and then, was that Monday, 2 weeks ago, when some of that revelation began to kind of pour out, it's just energized the faith, the confidence in me by giving me an absolutely clear mental picture of things that are going on that you can't see. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's one thing to hear the words. It's another thing, because that's what faith is, that clear picture that you have in you so that you understand and you know, and it just heightens your expectation, which is exactly what Hebrews 11:1 says when it talks about faith being the hypostasis, that structure that undergirds your elpis, your expectation, and it is the elenchos, it is the evidence of things that you can't see. And when you begin to see with your mind in the kingdom, you begin to understand the things and you begin to expect things because you can see it. And every day, even when it starts off going, nah, you can't do this, and I'm going, no, wait a minute. Jesus said he is the light of life, and I've come to understand so much more by looking into the first chapter of John of what that means. And then as we looked at, was it 1 Peter 2:9? That was another one of those things. Y'all know the word fantastic? I kind of shy away from using that word a lot because one of the primary meanings, there's actually two meanings of the word, and it's kind of like fantastic is unreal. You know, it's out there. It's not real. It's whimsical even. But the other definition of the word is that it's excellent. Or really good. The other day when I was thinking about this marvelous light, and y'all may remember the word thaumastos, which is marvelous light, and we said that's marvelous and that's excellent, like exceedingly good. And it just came out. I said, this is just fantastic. And I thought for a minute, well, I don't want to use that word, do I? Oh, yes, I do. It's really excellent. It's really good. It's a great thing to say. It is so far out there that it is absolutely in. Praise God. I'm excited. Can you tell?
Yes.
When we looked into John, the first chapter, we saw, that was last week, in the beginning was the word, the plan, the design written down is usually the way it's considered, like a blueprint. There's words on a page that give a specific design, but it's not just words. It can also be symbols and or numbers. We may get there if I get carried away. But the was part exists. Remember the imperfect? That's a continuing action in the past. In the beginning was this plan, this design, these words were being laid out by, in, through the Word and God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, and you remember with, not with, pros. Pros means to be engaged with, means to be interfacing with. Anybody remember the word we talked about last week? Step over one more. No. Guess that's why I'm having more fun than y'all are. Entangled. entangled. That was the word that came in, the picture that came. And when we looked up entangled, it means inextricably linked. No separation. Entangled means you're so much together that you can't be pulled apart. You've literally become one. Two things have become, quote, one. In the beginning was, the word was going on. It was happening. And God, a word, was interfacing with God. And it even says that the word was God. This word, this plan, this design, this existence was to become Jesus. It was the whole plan, the purpose, the design, the intent of God was being laid out there. It was going on there in the beginning. And then it says, all things were made through him. We find out later on when you look down, that was Jesus. Was that 14th verse? In him, in Jesus. All things came into being through him, and without him did not any, even one thing come into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And we're going through here again. We're going to add a little more, but I just want to go through it again. I keep going through it over and over and over in my mind because for so many years, you had that idea, or maybe you didn't. You know, what is this light of life? The life was the light of men. How is the light of men? How does that work? And the revelation, the beauty, the thing that you'll see the first 5 minutes that has energized my expectation and the faith there is to be able to see clearly what's being said. This life was in the light, and the light was the life of men. And I've shared this now with a number of people. Had one guy the other day started off in the first 10 minutes going, what? And by the last hour of the conversation, he was up around the rafters. It was like, wait a minute, I get it. We used the example of a television. We used the example of your phone, a wireless phone. I'll give you one even better because of the next verse. How about a streaming service?